Well, if you've been to Ocean City, you have seen it near the south end of the boardwalk. Ocean Gallery, it features all kinds of art, everything from landscape paintings to velvet paintings, replicas of the Batmobile. At the helm is a man in a tuxedo with a red cummerbund, Joe Croart. Joe has made the decision to close his shop after 50 years and head to Hollywood. Joe, why are you doing this?
Robert, let's put the right spin on all this now. Greetings from the boardwalk, by the way. I'm in Ocean Gallery World Center on the boardwalk today, but we're talking to you about the best thing I can say is Ocean City today just came out online with the information that we gave them 3 weeks ago, which is all the facts involved in this. Because TV stations and different networks have picked up this story, and it isn't really totally in focus.
All right, so what's wrong here?
Right, well, nothing has been decided on this. This was based on receipt of contract, but we were considering this, and we were pretty strong on it. But you know what? People are important to us, and we're getting a tremendous amount of response on this on Facebook. And we're putting up something saying stay or go, yes or no, because your opinion and you are important to us.
Okay, so you're not necessarily leaving. You want the people to decide. What have the people been telling you?
Well, this, by the way, from the very beginning was set up for a two-year period, and it was set up by the entertainment industry people that we were talking to because they knew that this would stir up a lot of emotions, but I can be very honest with you. It's totally amazing the outpouring of emotions and feelings that people have had for our attraction. Now, last night, people were taking pictures of their grandchildren in front of the building, and it's amazing.
So,
it truly is.
So you're going to stay? You're going to go? What's the deal?
Well, with all this activity, I mean, I was talking to news services starting at 7 o'clock this morning. With all this activity, we have also generated some other offers. One of them is for participation in another movie. We've already been in two movies.
You were in Ping Pong Summer, and you're in a Russian movie.
Right, Turbo, and that comes out in next year sometime.
Okay.
But that producer, Anna Afanova, will be coming from Russia sometime in the spring-summer, and she's starting another movie, and the potential is to be included in that. And that can be equally as rewarding in terms of a challenge as the TV reality show. We've been working on this for 4 years.
Sure.
But that's risky. Reality shows are risky. The movies are solid. We have a track record in the movies. And now we have the two things that we're balancing. And it could go either way. And what's interesting is what people's responses are I'm sincere about that. What people's feelings are very important to me. The book, by the way, Bunk Man did a book on Ocean City. It's out this morning. I mean, he brought me a copy of it this morning. He's been working on it for 7 years. My quote in there in the book, and please look this up.
Okay.
Make sure you've got it. Everybody gets it straight. It's that the whole thing about Ocean City is that people are most important. People are one, two, and three. The buildings, the beach, the boardwalk are all wonderful, but what Ocean City is about is people, unquote, that's me.
All
and
right.
That's in that book, and it just coincidentally is coming out August 1st.
All right, today. Joe,
that's today.
Joe, my man, I got to do a couple of quick questions, and we got to wrap things up. The headline of the day is Ocean Gallery not necessarily leaving, correct?
That nothing had ever been firm.
Okay.
On it, but I was eager for opportunities. I'm always looking for
of course.
Wild things, new things, right? Life is an adventure.
Absolutely.
And this was incredible and still possible. But we're basing it on the response of people. And Ocean City, I've got real strong ties. This would have been for a year and a half, 2 years. But I've got very strong ties to Ocean City, and I tell you, it's on the fence right now.
All right.
And you have got the exclusive story. This is the first interview that I've had giving this information.
We're honored to get this information, Joe. And one other thing, when you came to Ocean City, and I understand you came 50 years ago after graduating from MICA.
I'm only 52 years old.
I know. At 2 years old, you're a prodigy at MICA, and a two-year-old graduate and everything. But did you think when you came to Ocean City to sell your paintings, you'd still be there 50 years later?
No.
Okay. Honest answer.
Yeah. I came as a college student, and I wanted to survive one summer. That was my goal. I sold my own paintings. And you know what? I felt great success because I survived that summer. But I founded the First Ocean Gallery, and I do it year by year. And it's really an adventure. It's really fun. And people pick up on that and get excited. And that's what life is all about. So this is about life and people and doing fun things. And boy, is this an adventure.
It certainly is. Well, Joe, this interview has been an adventure. And I'm glad to finally met you. I've been in the gallery before, but I'm glad we finally had a chance to talk. Joe Crowart of Ocean Gallery, thanks for joining us on Maryland's Newsday.
Stop in to say hi anytime. Right?
Absolutely. Take care,
okay.
Pal.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.